So I'll share a little story about this show. I've been doing it 26 years, and I travel to all the places we feature. I do use the map on my phone to help navigate, but I'm old school, still regularly relying on a road atlas. In fact, I keep a couple of atlases next to my desk and one in my vehicle, and buy new ones each year. Perhaps I should thank the man we feature today. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In Louisiana, Missouri, you'll find the story of a man who created something very important for a guy like me who travels the countryside.
George Clayson was a businessman, and he wanted to get ahead, and he'd failed a couple times in some of the things he'd done.
Bill Engel is a historian in this town along the Mississippi River in northeastern Missouri.
But he suddenly realized in the early part of the 20th century that America was on the move, and the automobile, not the train, was going to be the next big thing. And he was right. He designed what many consider the first road atlas, a couple of years before Rand McNally. Everybody's heard of Rand McNally.
While today most people navigate with a map on their phone, Clayson provided valuable information found nowhere else at the time.
They were used for the next several decades, and they were popular because they were very accurate, and they had distances between the towns. So you could figure out, okay, my car gets 5 miles to the gallon. So I know if I have a 12-gallon tank, how far I can go.
If you look a bit, you can still find that Clayson name associated with maps.
Some of them were Clayson Road Atlases, and you can still find some online today. But he was somebody who really was ahead of his time and really thought about how the changing social fabric of America would affect the common man.
Clayson never got rich from the Road Atlas, but he later published a book of famous sayings that proved to be his greatest entrepreneurial endeavor. Yet he's considered by many to be the originator of the Road Atlas. Traveling the Countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.